listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/Jim Gavin. That's patreon.com/JIMGAVEN. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Nothing all right now to ease your mind. Sit back, relax, there is no rush, no need to speed things up. All we have is time to think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. My heart, you'll see. So Sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. Sunrise, sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you.
Hey everybody, this is Jim Gavin coming at you today from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Today's episode, again, you are with me on my hike. I'm not telling you to go take a hike in a negative way, but I would encourage you to, yeah, go take a hike. Get out, be one with nature. It's a beautiful morning right now, and I'm in between sessions. So I figured, find a nice little spot. It's a cool little spot in Lawrenceville called the Loveless Nature Preserve. I had no idea it was here until I started giving a one-on-one lesson right down the street from it, and I stumbled upon it, and it's a really nice place. I'm usually the only person in here, so it's a good space to kind of clear my head and think about certain things the rest of the day and plan my day and different activities and lessons and new songs to learn. I get a lot of my ideas, good ideas, from coming out and walking here. So I would encourage you to do so the same. But what I'd really like to talk today about is the idea of basically saying yes and being open to change. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Yes Man with Jim Carrey, but he kind of takes it a little overboard there, where he literally says yes to everything and then basically crashes and burns because he doesn't give himself the proper amount of sleep. But the initial idea is a good idea. It's about saying yes to ideas and not be someone who stifles them or crushes people's hopes and dreams, sort of thing, but saying yes and just being open to what would come from that, good or bad. So I'm really excited because this, right now as I'm walking, I'm about 2 weeks away from being 1 year full-time on my own running the Key of Awesome music business. I was doing it part-time for several years, and it came around April 1st last year where I went completely on my own. So April 1st, 2018, and today is March 18th, 2019 as I'm recording this. I am almost a year into doing this full-time on my own. And a lot of what I've gone through, the growing pains, the some amazing moments and special memories I've made, and miracles I do believe that I've seen and been a part of, have been just about saying yes and being open to trying new things. I am now in over a dozen day programs in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. I've opened the conversation up with some other places in Baltimore, Northern Delaware, like Newcastle and Wilmington areas, even in New York City, as well as a place in Southern Connecticut. So there has been a credible amount of growth. I have 4 part-time employees now. Granted, they all help about, 3 of them help about 1 day per week for a couple hours each day, and then one person helps one time per month. But it's amazing that there's been this growth in such a short amount of time. I am giving 10 to 11 guitar, piano, voice lessons per month. That changes, that number varies sometimes. I'm also in 2 different drug and alcohol counseling centers to positively impact those who are struggling with addiction in some way, shape, or form, and through the recovery and treatment process. And that has been a really gratifying experience. And a lot of this stuff has just been saying, okay, sure, let's try it, see what happens. Many of the places that I go into, I did not know even existed, and they had no idea I existed until probably June, July of last year. There were 2 or 3 places I had made contact with before I went completely on my own. So they're being open to saying yes and change and trying something new is amazing as well. So I give them a lot of credit. But what have you done in your life recently where you have just said, you know what? I'm just going to embrace change and be open to saying yes to things that might be a little uncomfortable, unfamiliar, strange, weird, whatever you want to call it, just to see how it goes and see if you like it. You never know what hobby or passion or skill or talent that you might have if you didn't say, okay, let's try it. You might find out that you're an unbelievable artist or a very skilled photographer or videographer. Or maybe you're great at coding and you had no idea. Or maybe you find that you have this love and passion, skill and talent for playing baseball. You just never know until you say yes and saying, okay, let's try this out, see how it goes. If it doesn't work, well, at least you tried. If it does work, man, you could be thanking yourself for the rest of your life for just being open to saying yes again and embracing change. There's some beauty about it. Actually, there's a lot of beauty about it. You learn about yourself, you grow, you develop more of a mature way of living. It helps keep you grounded and focused when you try to embrace change, because you have to try to figure different ways out of situations, into situations. And so it really gets you to think differently as well. So I'd encourage you to do that. And I just wanted to share that a little bit with you today. as I'm on my walk. Just felt inspired to do so. So if you haven't done this in a while, feel free to go out and try something new. Say yes to something or someone that you've traditionally said no to. See how it goes. Maybe it'll end up being a great experience. Maybe it won't, but you never know until you try. And if it goes really well, you'll have been kicking yourself for not trying it earlier. And you might discover something amazing about yourself, something or a person around you. It's worth it in the end, trust me. That's it for today, guys. Have a great day. Be good.
Sleep now, baby, time. Where do you go when you fall asleep at night? Is it a place in outer space where only little babies go? Rest now, easy child. See you. When you return from the land where only little babies know. At the bottom of the ocean or high up in the sky, at the top of a tall mountain round the world far and wide, neither north and south or east and west are the directions you will find. Sunset and the sunrise, sing your bedtime lullaby. Lay down your head on the bed and say, I love you and good night. Good night. At the bottom of the ocean or high up in the sky, at the top of a tall mountain round the world far and wide, maybe north and south or east and west are the directions you will find. Where heaven and earth collide, ocean or high up in the sky, at the top of a tall mountain round the world far and wide, neither north and south or east and west the directions you will find.
keeps you warm at night when you are cold. I'll grab some blankets from my bed, wrap them around your chest, and I'll pull you close. We'll flip some channels to find out there's nothing on right now to ease your mind. Sit back, relax, there is no rush, no need to speed things up. All we have is time. So think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. To make this moment last. To make this moment sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. Sunrise or sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you.
Life's a beach, we should come here once a week.
called Sweet Caroline. Enjoying a great day in the sun, watching the waves rolling one by one, dipping my feet just to feel the sand in the ocean. We'll go with the flow for all our plans, take a leisurely stroll just cause we can. It's an easy life we live with no deadlines or demands. Sunset beach, heaven's not far from reach. Below the Mason-Dixon line, life's a beach. We should come here once a week to get a taste of old Sweet Caroline. Everywhere here is a scenic view. Everyone here's in a perfect mood. Let's make it to sailing off the coast, saying how do you do? It's a southern way of living, and I'm giving in to you. This is something I can be used to. The sunset beach, heaven's not far from reach. Below the Mason-Dixon line, life's a beach. We should come here once a week to get a taste of old Sweet Caroline.